Will Coach Hurley be leaving for the Lakers? Let's pose this question to Game Day Connor first. Good morning.
Time out. Listen, I know we just started timeout. Can we just check on Al? How's he doing? Have we heard from him?
No,
not
we
yet.
Have not.
Not
no,
yet.
Al?
We just, no. We just okay. Bashed somebody over to see.
Yeah, that's a good way to start. Justin, could you call Al?
Just make sure he's okay.
Yeah, see what I can do.
Okay. Picture large Let's try to get Al on the phone.
I picture Let's, large holy fell in.
Yes. Make sure Al's
nothing
okay.
Like, nothing like bringing me in to follow up on the party favor conversation. That's quite the lead-in.
Unless you have a story.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate
thanks
all.
Thanks for having me.
So Game Day Connor, we're going to link up to him, but you got to check him out. He does all of this stuff for the Yard Goats and UConn and the Sun.
Right.
Correct.
Let's start with Coach Hurley and the Lakers. What do you think?
You know, I woke up yesterday morning to a text from some friends of mine, and that's how I actually got the news. So if you think I'm an insider, I promise you I'm in no way, shape, or form. I mean, you know, I don't envy the decision, but there are great opportunities for him. You know, I mean, I'm sure motivated by trying to get the three-peat and loves his guys, and he's got something potentially before him that would be, you know, an incredible mountain for him to work on. So, you know, I don't envy it, and yet there's no bad choices in front of him. So does he want to, you know, he's going to be a king or a god, I guess, wherever he goes, and he's got a lot to figure out with his family. And I know that his family is going to be a huge piece of that decision-making. So I wish him the best in the decision. I obviously hope that I get to announce his name in the starting lineups next season, but, you know, he's got to do what he thinks is best for him.
Never know.
Here's my take.
What's that?
That the Lakers would have shut this down yesterday a little bit, maybe tamped it down, to, hey, Coach Hurley is certainly on our list of people we'd love to have, but we're looking at a lot of different people. If it wasn't almost done,
yeah,
I think it's almost done, if not done.
Well, I have no information to be able to say whether it is or isn't.
Oh, I have zero.
Oh, no.
I don't even have a fraction of the knowledge you have on the sport.
It's more intuition.
But, no, I just think that it puts the Lakers in a very difficult situation where the headline lingers out there for 24 hours, maybe more.
Yeah.
Putting together a massive deal for this guy.
Right.
So now they never come out and say, but we're looking at other people.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
So now if Hurley says no, whoever steps up to the podium at the press conference as the new head coach of the Lakers has to say, yeah, I was number two.
Yeah, I was the second choice. Yeah. Yes.
Seems sure. Like it's done to me.
Valid point. Well, we shall see, hopefully soon enough.
Yeah.
That'd be one of those situations where years ago when Parcells retired from the Jets and he handed it off to Belichick, and Belichick went up to the podium and said, nah, I'm not going to do it. The next guy's like,
That was really awkward.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like my money's on he takes it because it's just, it. I think this was a very well orchestrated way to soften the blow to all of us.
Right. That's done easy.
To not just come out of nowhere. And
shock. Mm.
What do you mean he's gone?
What do you mean he's leaving?
I went to his office and it's empty.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
He's just going on vacation to California.
You said you're getting cigarettes. You haven't came back.
Dan Hurley went to go get cigarettes.
Just like Dan did.
Jeez.
Listen, I just did the West Regional for the NCAA out of crypto.com, and I'll tell you what, I'd rather be at Gamble Pavilion all day long. So.
Nice.
You
know. Yeah. No, well, he's just so good.
Very good.
He is so good.
He's Lakers good.
Where would you rank him in terms of college coaches now? Probably the best, right?
Well, I mean, you know, he's got six seasons with UConn and, you know, a little bit before that, but I don't know that there's anybody. I mean, you might have some guys who from their tenure are in the conversation because they've had the longevity of sort of, you know, impact and greatness, whatever that means to each individual fan base, but I don't know how you could argue that right now there's a better coach or a better coaching staff in total in college basketball. I mean, I know I'm biased, but I don't know that I would understand any argument to the contrary based on what he's done, based on what he's done in the new sort of environment that is college basketball and how he's been able to, you know, stitch it together and kind of keep that cohesion and build his culture year over year, and where he came from 6 years ago. I mean, I don't know who beats him in that argument.
What do you think of him in terms of fitting into the culture of the LA Lakers?
You know, I've heard a lot of sort of opining on this, and you know, it is a different sport, right? I mean, I've never worked in the NBA, so I don't know from firsthand experience. But as an outsider looking in, you know, I've heard a lot of people who have talked about, you know, the need to adapt to, you know, and the Lakers have a lot of really interesting elements with some of their players and what the development would look like. So do I think he can coach at that level? Of course I do. You know, I don't think that's going to be a question. Whether or not he needs to coach sort of differently or how much of that goes in, I don't know. You know, I mean, he's going to have to consider and probably have some very honest conversations about, you know, what his, you know, his level of control would be and what his leeway is to have kind of the impact he wants, you know, all days of the week and not just coaching practices and game days.
That would be my question, to see, like, because with a college team, you're coaching a system. He's implementing the system that's taken a couple seasons to actually get going with. So the college kids are learning it, and now they know the UConn system. When he goes to the pros, all these pros, you know, by and large, they're going to play their game. I don't know if they're going to wait 3-4 years for this new system to kind of take root and grow and take hold.
Bigger egos, too.
Yeah, I mean, you hear so many of the student-athletes talk about how they've learned and matured and grown and developed, and we've seen it on the court. I mean, I think back to Andre Jackson, you know, and just sort of the player he became under Coach Hurley, and look at his caliber now, you know, playing NBA minutes. I mean, that was – we heard a lot of people talking about, you know, where Andre's game fit in the scheme of UConn, and he won a national championship, and he's gone on to be, you know, in his, you know, rookie year, certainly – pretty successful in the NBA. So, you know, you get that development and that learning at the collegiate level. How well does that translate to guys that have been playing for 5-10 years professionally earning millions of dollars? I don't know. And I'm sure Coach is a smart guy. That's not, you know, that's not going to surprise him. He's just going to have to consider what that means to the decision he's going to make. So.
Game day, Connor is on. Craig from Plainville, what's your thought?
Hello.
Hi. Hey. You're on.
Hey, I just wanted to say one thing that no one really touched on is if he goes to the Lakers, you know, I've heard it's like what LeBron says is what goes.
Oh, I was thinking that.
You know, I don't know how much say he's going to have. I heard LeBron kind of runs the show and the coach kind of just takes the back seat on that. So I just wanted to mention that. So.
All right. That's a good one.
There's speculation that LeBron, wherever his son Bronny gets drafted to, that when his contract with the Lakers ends, he's just going to go play for that team that drafted his son.
Oh, wow.
So he could be out of L.A. if they don't draft him. He could be in Phoenix. I think Phoenix might be the rumor. I don't know. But that's the speculation, is that LeBron could be out depending on where his son goes.
And then does Coach Hurley bring his son?
Right.
And play him in the last minute of a...
Get in there, kid. You can do it.
Okay, here's your chance.
Okay, Dad. Run the other way, son.
Before we let you go, Game Day Connor, and we're linked up to all your stuff on the radio station website. What do you think of the Celtics?
Listen, I mean, you know, I was at an event yesterday. I didn't get the chance to watch most of the game, but... you know, just looking at the stat line this morning, I mean, Doncic can't do it all himself. He's the only player who ticked north of 15 points for the Mavs. I think the Celtics had four guys over 15. So if they can play that, you know, sort of cohesive team play that we know they can, I mean, I think the Celtics take it. So.
And just so you know, and you could have a good weekend, Al in the Shed, you're still alive.
Yeah, I am.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to tell you, there was a little window because it was like a house. And we used to stick our heads out the window and we used to take a hit off the joint.
Nice.
Game Day Connor, you asked for this.
Sorry. Service is going bad, guys. Sorry. I think I'm not in my shed. I'm in my shed. Can't hear anything.
All right, Al. Thank you. Glad you're alive. Game Day Connor, we'll let you go back to your shed. Thanks
appreciate
for coming
it very
on.
Much, guys.
And we're linked up to all
pleasure.
Your stuff.
Thank you.
Awesome.
To see everybody at a game, whether it's at Duncan Park or down at Mohegan Sun Arena, and of course UConn, you know, this fall with football and basketball. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Connecticut's lucky to have you. Now, don't let any other team steal you away from us.
Yeah, don't get wooed.
Don't get wooed.
Don't get wooed.
There are no massive long-term contracts in front of me at this point. Oh,
excellent. Okay. Good, excellent. Good,
good, good. I'm lucky to have Connecticut, so thank you.
He did say at this point,
at
though.
This point,
he left it open.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Jim Van Dyke's Automotive and Tire Center reminds you that the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. So please honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A message from Jim Van Dyke's Automotive and Tire Center on Route 22 Southwest in Washington Courthouse since 2001. You can visit online at jimvandyke.com. Jim Van Dyke's Automotive and Tire Center is saying God bless America.